Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up after the news, we will air some great stretches of conversation and music from our Martin Luther King celebration at the Brooklyn Museum yesterday. Toshi Regan, Kami Anderson, Touré, and others. And it's become kind of a tradition for us and the hundreds of people who show up for this event every year. And it occurred to me that for this still young national holiday, no real unifying national traditions have really sprung up yet. So for the next few minutes, to bring us up to the top of the hour when we'll start playing those excerpts, I want to take your calls on this Martin Luther King Day and on the traditions or King weekend traditions that may have developed in your life. Is there something you have started to do most years on this holiday or on this weekend? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And really, we're just building a list, so just call up and tell us very briefly what it is, if anything, that you've gotten into the habit of doing on King Day or King Weekend, and we'll put you right on. We only have a few minutes for this. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And the holiday is still young, as national holidays go. It was signed into law by President Reagan in 1983, first observed as a national holiday in 86. Some states resisted declaring it a state holiday at the state level until as late as 2000. But there's no unifying national tradition. So it occurred to me, if we have fireworks on Independence Day, parades on Veterans Day, turkey dinners on Thanksgiving, winter clearance sales on President's Day, where does that is, there are no national traditions for King Day as with other national holidays, at least not yet. So we have our Brooklyn Museum tradition for the last 6 years, bringing people together for performance and conversation, and other people have other things. What about you? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. I see a lot of calls are coming in, so we'll take this break and come back and hear what some of your King Day traditions are. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So, to our packed phone lines to find out what some of your Martin Luther King Day traditions are. Jay in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, good morning. I'm just calling very quickly. I'm a librarian in the Brooklyn Public Library. I have to mention that, we started off, librarians are number 13 on that list after number 12 for the homeless patrons in the New York Public Library.
The powerlessness list, yes.
Yes.
But real quick, what's your tradition?
Okay, well, my tradition is on Martin Luther King Day. I try to take a few minutes, think of the contributions that Dr. King made to our society, and thank goodness that he ever existed, because, otherwise there would still be a lot of discrimination, segregation in our society.
So it's quiet reflection, personal reflection for you.
Yeah.
To just take some time to think about it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Jay, thank you very much. Fred in New Jersey, you're on WNYC. You have a King Day tradition? Hey, Fred, can you hear me?
I can. Good morning. My father, for most of my young life, would always have us hold us out of school, since I grew up in a time when there was no King holiday. And we would attend a church service or some other type of activity where we might publicly gather and reflect. And since I've graduated from college, I spend generally the mornings for the last 17 years or so with other Morehouse College alumni, where we honor our dear big brother Martin King, and spend time during the day reflecting on his accomplishments and on all of the contribution of all of the members of the movement.
Thank you very much for chiming in with that. Laura in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. What's your King Day tradition?
Hi, Brian. Actually, every year, as long as I can remember, I have always just done something very private, something that's meaningful to me. I light a candle, and I listen to U2's song MLK, the song Unforgettable Fire, and I just kind of have a moment of silence on my own and think about him, and I don't know. I think that would be a nice tradition for other people to do, too.
Thank you very much. Tom in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. What's your King Day tradition?
Hi, Brian. So it's also almost a little embarrassing after the very wonderful things people have been saying, but one thing that I've noticed is that, being as how it's a winter holiday, a rare winter three-day weekend, a lot of folks I know and members of my family, a lot of us go skiing. And that's a bit ironic because skiing is a sport for people who are a little better off and typically not associated with African Americans, but
it's done all in,
out there in the ski slopes.
It's done all in white stuff. And is it is it just a coincidence? I mean, it's a three-day weekend, so you go skiing. You know, it's very honest. We thought, actually, we talked in the office before we did the segment, that, yeah, maybe people's tradition has become to go skiing. So is there any moment in there where something overt about King comes up in your group?
Well, I try to talk about it. I mean, I've gone with my son, and you know, I think he and I always try to remind him of the fact that why do we have this day off? And frankly, I probably would have done it, you know, before the King holiday if we went skiing around February, right. You know. You realize what today is George Washington, blah, blah, blah.
So Tom, thank you very much. By the way, remember that President Obama and others have tried to make it a national day of service in recent years, a day to volunteer. But I don't think that's really sinking in as a widespread thing, or at least not yet. So the field is still open for what might become unifying national traditions on Martin Luther King Day. Chaim in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hey there, what's yours?
Hi, good morning. I think one thing that was very poignant in my community is we always recognize that, you know, intertwined with the movement was the music. They say the music led the movement and the movement led the music. And the way we celebrate today in my community is my synagogue gets together with the local black church choir, and we sing together. And something about the music, of sharing the music, is really sharing the dream. And our community, I think, it, as much as it is a national holiday, it's also an individual holiday where it's our opportunity as Americans to live side by side, you know, with our black brothers. And I think it's really a beautiful tradition to be able to continue to sing under this new cloud where we live as equals.
Thank you very much. Julie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, no, I was just going to say that I'm a founding member of the memorial down in Washington, D.C., and they did send out a letter saying that we should do community service on this day. So I'm looking for something. Unfortunately, I have to work, but I also listened to that beautiful song by James Taylor, Shed a Little Light. I think it's a fantastic song and really brings up a lot of feelings about the day.
Thank you. And so the memorial foundation is behind this idea of a day of community service, and that memorial was just erected last year, so we'll see if that catches on. One more, Barbara in Long Beach. We have about 20 seconds for you. Hiya, Barbara.
Hi. I like to listen to a speech of Dr. King's. I take an excerpt from it that moves me, and I send it out. I used to do it in longhand, and now, of course, there's email. I email it to friends.
I Have a Dream, or what's your favorite speech?
Well, at Jerry's, I really do like the letter from the Birmingham City Jail. That letter. Today, though, YouTube got into the action, and they showed a Meet the Press 1965 exchange of Dr. King with Tom Worker from the New York Times. And he really beautifully, eloquently explained about two kinds of laws, the just law and the unjust law.
And we have to leave it there because it's unjust, but we're out of time. Barbara, thank you. And thanks to all of you who called in with your King Day traditions. Maybe something will catch on as a unifying national one.